So I'm really excited about this podcast because I have my amazing, beautiful, super talented, special, fun, sweetest niece, Genevieve Grace Powers, joining me. She's 9. How's it going, Gigi?
Good.
So, G, is this your first podcast?
No, I've been interviewed like 1,000 times.
G is so funny. For everyone listening, G, we call her G, Gigi, Genevieve. I mean, any other names we call you?
My dad calls me Jenny Pop.
Oh, he does call you Jenny Pop. Mm-hmm. Genevieve is quite the actress and singer. She was the star of her play. She was Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka. Was that exhilarating?
It was so fun. The only problem is we only got to do one show, but next time we get to do 3 shows.
So that's a lot of memorizing mm-hmm. and work for only one show. Mm-hmm. Are you nervous when you're up there?
Like the first, when you're backstage and about to go on stage, like the first few seconds, you're just like, am I in the right scene? Am I in the right costume? What am I supposed to do? But then once you get on, it's just like, oh, this is easy. We've practiced this 100 times.
So you love performing.
I love to perform.
What goes on inside of you when you're about to perform?
At first, I'm very nervous. And when once I get on stage, it's just like easy and fun. And then once it's over, I'm so sad that it's over because it was so fun.
You like the costumes and the makeup?
Yeah.
We've been doing some makeup here in quarantine. Oh, everyone listening, we've been quarantining together.
Yes.
What has quarantine life been like here at the farm in Texas with your favorite auntie and uncle, Cece and Mikey? I'm just kidding. She has tons of amazing aunts and uncles. I'm just saying I'm the favorite because I'm right here in front of you.
Whichever one I'm closest to is my favorite.
I love that philosophy. What has quarantine life been like? Has this been scary for you? What are your thoughts on the coronavirus?
Well, I like to be home like all the time. Whenever my parents ask me if I want to go out to eat, I'm just like, can we eat at home? I love to be home. And so basically, this is just like my dream because we're all home together. It's really fun.
What do you like about being home?
It's just like all my stuff and I get to like pick what I want to do. So like if instead of like going to a restaurant and eating dinner, I can like stay home, then eat dinner and I don't have to like get dressed or whatever. I can just like eat in my pajamas if I want to.
PJ life all day, every day.
Yes.
I mean, you actually have on a cute outfit today. Where do you think you're going?
I have my pajamas on under it.
Okay, just checking, because I've only worn sweatpants and stretch pants since we've been here.
Same.
So talk to me about what you like to do at the farm, because you are a city girl and a farm girl, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. At the farm, I don't know. I really like to cook. I like that we get to cook at home a lot because I don't normally get to cook at home.
You bake.
I do cook a lot. I bake. I make brownies and cookies and breakfast. But here, so Mikey and I made Mikey G's. It's like McDonald's, like Mickey D's, but it's Mikey G's. So we make breakfast for everybody.
And I'm the beneficiary of that. It is a wonderful breakfast sandwich with egg, cheese, bacon. I mean, with some ketchup.
Yeah, we made breakfast sandwiches this morning. Well, Mikey made those. So our motto is we even feed the babies because we feed Sunny in the morning. So, I mean, it's a pretty great little thing.
Have you loved being a little mama to Sunny?
Yes, she's my favorite. She's so cute.
I mean, you literally just do everything for her. You hold her, you change her diaper, you feed her, you tote her around on you in that little carrier. What goes through your brain with a baby? Because not all kids love babies, but you just love babies and you love being with Sunny. Like, what are you thinking?
Well, I think they're cute. And what's fun is like, I'm in charge of them kind of, but totally. Like not in a, like, you are my servant, like a fun way.
Yeah.
So, like, I can let her crawl on the ground and watch her if I want to, or I can hold her and carry her around, or I can feed her. She's really cute.
Is it fun to be in charge?
Mm-hmm. I like to be in charge.
What are some things that you like to be in charge of?
I like to be in charge of my eating because I am a very, very picky eater.
I wonder where you got that from. Your mother. So you're a very picky eater, so you don't want...
Very.
What do you not like to eat?
Well, most of the things I don't like to eat, I haven't tried yet, but...
Okay. So you know what you do like to
eat. Yes. I'm pretty brave, but not at drinking things.
You so are brave, aren't
you? This will be probably surprising to most people, but I don't like cheese, actually.
So that is very surprising.
Everyone eats... Oh, I also don't like milkshakes. That's also very surprising.
Are you even a kid if you don't like milkshakes?
I know. I am the type of person that likes a scoop of vanilla ice cream, a cookie, a hot brownie, a cherry on top, and hot chocolate sauce.
That sounds good.
That's my perfect dessert.
I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were talking about being brave. What does being brave mean to you, and why do you like to be brave?
I like to be brave because if you're not brave, you can't find out cool stuff.
That's a good way of looking at it. So what do you mean by that? Like, you want to...
If I see... So we have this little river, and so there's like a crack in the side of it where there are all these rattlesnakes that live there normally.
Wait, where is this?
Down at...
there. Down at the farm, yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. So there were normally about 3 snakes in there, like mostly rattlesnakes. We've only seen like 3 rattlesnakes the whole time we've been here, though. So I like to look in there and like see if I can see cool stuff, because like you could see if a snake's eating a spider or if it's like doing funny stuff. And then also, I was about to jump into a pond and I saw a water moccasin slither into the pond, and I was so freaked out, and I haven't gotten in since. And normally I'm in there like 24/7, but I haven't gotten in once this trip.
I mean, I'm definitely afraid of water moccasins as well.
I am too. They're deadly, actually. So
they are deadly.
I wouldn't. I was like 3 feet away from him. We were definitely not social distancing.
From the water moccasin. So, obviously, when you're being brave, you're also being safe.
Yes, obviously. I do not like to do stuff that I'm okay if I could get... If the worst thing that could happen to me is get a few cuts or bumps and bruises. I've gotten a bunch of stinging nettle. Thankfully, I haven't gotten poison ivy yet, but... Poison ivy doesn't really affect me that bad. Either I'm not allergic to it, or I just haven't gotten in it that much. But if it's life-threatening like a water moccasin, I am out. Like, I would have jumped in there if it was, like, I would have jumped in the pond if it was just, like, I don't know. Actually, most things that are in water are pretty dangerous. So if it was, like... I was about to say a piranha, but piranhas are very dangerous, and I would not have jumped in if there was a piranha.
So you're a water baby. You love the water.
I am a water baby.
You know, the first day that you came home from the hospital,
my dad dunked me in the bathtub.
And your mom was like, what are you doing? I mean, he said, when you were born, he said, all I want is a water baby, because he loves the ocean and swimming. And
well,
he's a big
he
spear
got
fisherman.
One.
Do you just love the water?
I love the water.
What do you love so much about the water?
So the funny thing is, I love the ocean, but I'm a pool girl.
Okay.
I like pools a lot better than the ocean for some reason.
What do you like about a pool?
Probably just like you don't normally get too sunburned like on the beach. It's like hot, and if you try to lie down, all the sand sticks to your back, and then when you get in the water, it's like that sounds so weird, but like it's like salty. I know that the ocean has salt, but I'm just more of a pool person.
Okay, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So one fun thing that we've been doing that you and your dad and your mom invented was tubing down the river and the rapids.
It was so fun. So you hop in at this dam, and then you go down, and there's another dam, but you don't want to go over the dam because if you go over, like your tube could flip over and then you get stuck in the rotation of the dam. So you go to the side and it's like down this big waterfall and it's really fun.
It's actually kind of intense.
It's pretty intense.
Genevieve's the tour guide. She's like, okay, now you need to lift up on your tube here. Keep your feet in here. Here come the rapids. Hang on. Mikey and I are like, ah.
But then there's this one spot where it's like, it's not exactly, it looks like rapids from a distance, but it's not exactly rapids because it's just like waves. And so it's like this, it's kind of a wall of waves. It's like 1 foot high normally. And you just like, you can't go into it. So you go like up and then you like get bounced stuff into the air and then go down and then bounce stuff into the air and go down. It's just a lot less exhilarating than it looks like, or it sounds like. It probably
it's scarier than it seems. I mean, it looks scarier than it is.
Yeah, and that's kind of a big disappointment to me because
I love adrenaline rushes.
Adrenaline rushes in water.
Oh yeah.
So I like normally fresh water than salt water. First of all, because most dangerous animals like sharks and other stuff.
Like your grandfather was attacked by a shark in the Bahamas.
Oh, yes, he was. Yeah, so he got bitten by a shark in the face and in the knee. And I never take naps. Like, I'm not really a nap person. But for some reason, I happened to be taking a nap that day while he got bitten by the shark. And when I woke up, everyone was just like, okay, so they don't know what happened, but Lucky got a little scrape from coral. And then I went upstairs and I'm like, that's not coral. Like,
that's a big scrape, like, if it's coral.
His knee, like a chunk of his knee was out. I was like, wow, that must be some big coral.
So you like fresh water first, then?
Yes, then.
Because more dangerous things happen.
Pool water first, mm-hmm. And then fresh water, and then salt water.
Okay, so talk to me about family, because you love your family. Mm-hmm. What does family mean to you, and why is family so important to you?
Well, family's very important to me because, I don't know, I just love my family because, like, everyone's so fun, and it's always fun when we're around family. And so I like to be with family because, I don't know, I just feel like it's good to be with family.
Do they make you feel safe? Do they make you feel loved? What does family make you feel?
Either loved or excited or happy.
That's awesome.
We have a pretty great family.
We do have a great family, and mm-hmm. you have great grandparents on both sides, yes. too. You have a lot of people mm-hmm. that love you. What does that make you feel as a 9-year-old, knowing that you are surrounded by love? How does that make you feel?
Happy and grateful, and I don't know. I just love being with family. Like, I would rather be quarantined with family than quarantined by myself.
Oh my gosh, me too. Same. So tell me about your mom and dad, because you have two of the coolest parents ever, I must say.
They are probably
what makes them good parents?
They're great parents because they're always nice. If I have like any questions, they'll always have an answer, unless it's like a crazy question, like, do trees grow legs or something like that. But yeah, they always have answers to my questions, and they like always tell me the truth, and they're just really good.
What is that? Why is that important to you? That they tell you the truth. What does that make you feel? Like that you can trust them, or what does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I can trust them, and it makes me feel like they know that I won't like do anything bad with what they tell me or something like mm-hmm. that. Because I won't, and I like that. I'm glad that they trust me because I wouldn't do anything bad.
So y'all both sort of trust each other.
Yeah.
You can ask them any mm-hmm. question you have. They'll tell you the mm-hmm. truth, and they trust you with the information.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you probably feel empowered, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes you feel good. So what is school like as a 9-year-old? Like, what are kids like these days?
So I feel like whenever, like, so at my school, they break it up into the, they ha- we have two, well, we recently moved campuses. So we have a lower village where it's like pre-K 3 to, pre-K to kindergarten, mm-hmm. which is actually only two grades now that I realize it. But we have like a bunch of teachers. So it's like,
school like for you guys?
Oh, they actually recently added preschool. So it's like preschool to kindergarten. And then in the upper village, it's first grade to fourth grade. And then you get into the big building where it's fifth grade through high school.
So you are in which grade?
Third grade.
So what would you say are the best parts about third grade and the hardest parts about third grade?
So the best part about third grade is when you get to third grade, it's like either you make better relationships with people or you like make worse relationships with people.
Okay, now break that down a little bit.
I feel like most of my relationships with people have gotten better.
That's great.
Because like I like when new kids come to school because I like to change up my friend group a little bit. But then I always add like some of my other friends in too.
That's great. So you mm-hmm. love keeping your solid friends that you've always had and you love yeah. meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
Are kids nice for the most part? Or do kids pick on each other?
I feel like, so there's like two groups of people that are like, there are a bunch of different groups. There are like a group of people who like play games in one section of recess. There's like a group of boys who play games in one section. There's a group of girls who, there's like three things. There's girls and boys that play games. There's like boys and then there's girls.
Where do you like to hang out?
The girls normally. I hang out with like, I have three good friends that I normally hang out with, mm-hmm. but like I am friends with everybody.
So are people pretty nice to mm-hmm. each other?
Normally, like, well, if you go kind of into someone else's group, it's kind of like awkward mm-hmm. because like there are people who are, we basically have our normal groups, and so it's kind of awkward if you go into someone else's group because it's just like, aren't you supposed to be in your group? It's just kind of awkward, and that's when things kind of get a little weird, but for the most part, everyone's really nice.
So what is it, how do you deal with feelings that feel awkward? Because I know even as an adult, when I feel awkward, it makes me feel, ooh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like as a 9-year-old, and these are probably the first time you're feeling those feelings, what do you do when you feel awkward?
I try to see if there's a way to make things not awkward, but to still achieve what I'm trying to do. Okay. And then if that doesn't work out, which it normally doesn't, but sometimes it does, I just normally, so they're like, a bunch of groups of friends that I just like go back to because I know that we're just like all great friends and it never gets awkward really.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just go back and do stuff with my friends.
So you don't take it too personal?
Not really.
That's nice. So, but you like to make everyone feel good about themselves. You always want everyone to feel like they're wanted and accepted.
Yeah.
Why is that important to you?
So me and another friend, normally it's three friends, but we walk around recess and we like see people. If any of our friends are like playing by themselves, we're just like, come hang with us. Like we just basically walk around recess talking about stuff and then just like see if people want to join us and stuff like that.
Now, why do you want to do that? That's so sweet. What goes on in your brain that says, let me go look for kids who don't have a friend to play with?
Well, most everyone has a friend to play with at school. But the most everyone that doesn't have a friend to play with at school is actually wanting to be by themselves. Like, sometimes I'm just like, I'm going to go do this by myself and... So I'm not sad. I'm not ashamed. I'm just going to go play by myself because I want to.
Okay, a little alone time is good.
Yeah, because like most people, I'm pretty sure nobody ever plays by themselves. But we're basically walking around the groups to see if any of our friends that go into different groups want to come back in our group and play with us.
So why do you need alone time?
I'm not one of the people who needs I don't have to have like all these friends. Like if one of my friends is doing something that I don't want to do, I'm just like, I don't try to like change myself to do what they want to do. I just want to do what I want to do.
So how do you not feel that peer pressure, I guess?
Well, I mean, I don't really. Sometimes I might, but I try not to. I just, like, I kind of ignore it, and then it's most of the time I realize that there's, like, so much other stuff to do at recess, because we have, like, a slack line and a gaga ball pit. I don't know if you know what gaga ball is, but it's kind of like, I don't know what this is, but my mom says it's kind of like prison ball.
Okay.
It's basically you're in a pit and you can't use your knees and under. You hit the ball around, and if the ball touches your knee or under, then you're out. And then we also play freeze tag in the gaga ball pit, which is really fun.
So you're always aware that there's other things to do and you don't have to do what one person wants to do.
Yeah, because our recess thing is great because we have like a lot of things to do. And then there's also this little spot. So it's outside and we moved in first. All we really had was one gaga ball pit and we started off with just a box of jump ropes and balls and footballs and like cones and hula hoops, and they're just like, grab what you want, this is all we have. And so my friends and I would get the hula hoops, like a bunch of group of girls would get the hula hoops, and we make these things called hula huts, which is where it's like five hula hoops, and you put one hula hoop on the ground, and then you put three inside the hula hoop, like a triangle kind of, and then you put one on the top so it holds it together. And then we have like the queen of the hulas, which is the girl who sits inside the hula hut, because the hula hut's pretty small.
Okay.
And then, like, the rest of the people are guards because all the boys try to knock down the girls' hula huts. That was a big thing last year. We had all these different hula huts, and, like, all the boys were trying to knock them down.
Boys are always trying to knock things down, aren't they? How do you deal with smelly boys? What do you do when you have a stinky boy that's trying to be rude? How do you tell him to be nice?
So, first thing I do is, so you can't really change boys. Like, you can't say, hey, let's be best friends and try to be nice, because that doesn't really work normally. And so normally I just try to ignore them, or when we do the hula huts, so like a bunch of people are guards, there are like two people that are like fanning the queen and like,
but beyond the hula hut, yes, just in life, how do you deal with boys who are trying to be,
yeah, so like a hula hut is kind of the way to describe it, because like the boys were trying to come knock it over, but so the boys don't know how strong the girls are. And so
okay,
we recently ended our nutrition unit in science, so we did a chemistry unit and then a nutrition unit. And so I love nutrition, and so we were doing exercise, and we were doing planks, and all the ballerinas and gymnasts were just like, oh, this is easy. But then the boys are just like on the floor like pancakes, and they're like, how are you doing this?
Like girl power.
Yeah.
So tell me, what, when you think of the word love, what do you think of? What does it mean to you?
I think of family and close friends.
When you think of the word fun, what do you think of?
I think of like playing with family and just like doing fun stuff. So what's fun is my mom and I do fun stuff like pedicures and makeup. We have spa days, like on our birthdays. We give each other spa days and we do like each other's makeup and we do our nails and we just like do face masks. And it's so fun. And we set it up in the bathroom and we have like cucumbers on our eyes and towels. It's so fun. So that's what I do with my mom. But then my dad, we actually went over. So there's this chimney. And we went over there to just
Old abandoned chimney at the farm.
Yeah, it's an old abandoned chimney over here. And so we looked around it, and we found like a butter knife and a stove thing. And then we found this big concrete slab for a house. And wow. So
that's fun to explore.
And then we found like a bed frame and then a bunch of old like refrigerator parts. And
what is success to you?
Great question. Well, success has like a bunch of different categories, like success in school or success with friendships or success with family. There are lots of different successes. So which one should
maybe
I?
Maybe all of them.
Well, there are a lot. So you can I'll just say do it quickly. Like the three main things.
Okay, and you can just sum it up quick.
Success in school is, to me, it's not exactly trying to get straight A's. So at Veritas, my school, we have Veritas Rocks, and so it's ROCKS. R is respect for authority, O is others are important, C is corrections, accept it and learn from it, and then K is keep yourself prepared, and S is seek excellence. So I normally try to just, if I did my best and there's one problem that like I knew I couldn't do or like that we didn't study for too hard, I'm okay with that because I tried my best and I did it as best as I could.
Love that. I have a question. What makes a good friend?
A good friend. Great question. Someone you can tell if you have like something that you need to get off your chest, you can just tell it to them. It's just like someone who like won't be mean or won't laugh. Like if you're like, I have a giant, or like, what? I'm trying to think
pimple.
Of a, yeah, I have a giant pimple on the back of my neck and that's why I wore my hair down today. They won't be like, let me see. Oh, what is it? What color is it?
You're gross.
They're just like, okay, cool.
So you can tell things that maybe make you feel a little nervous or uncomfortable or insecure.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, G, I'm going to wrap up my podcast.
Okay.
I always ask this one question.
Okay.
What do you want people to know?
I want people to know that they should be happy with what they have, and that if you have a good friend, even though they might like they might have something better than you have, or they might like they just might be more popular than you, that you can tell them stuff that you wouldn't want to tell them, because a good friend is someone who you can tell your secrets to, and like, well, not exactly secrets, just like
personal stuff, things,
personal
too.
Stuff.
I love that, Genevieve. Aww. Well, I have just loved getting to quarantine with you.
It's really fun.
You're really, really fun and really special and awesome.
Sunny's really cute, too.
And you're the best. We call you the Kazant. Cousin aunt. The best Kazant little mama that ever was. Well, stay sweet as you always are. Love you so much.
Love you.
Bye.